Hello, everybody. It's Ruth Dillon here. I want to just share with you some thoughts with you about digital spirituality. Last week, I gathered online with my doctoral colleagues and friends from all over the UK. Normally, we meet at a summer school, and this year it would have been in Glasgow, but due to COVID-19, that had to be cancelled. We met online, really unknowing what to expect. But the first lecture, the first conference seminar that we had was about digital spirituality. And this is just what I want to share my thoughts about today. I know with COVID-19, there has been a plethora of online resources that churches have been doing, whether it's been live streaming, whether it's been recording and uploading. There's been various ways that churches have tried to engage with their church community, as they're not being physically present in the church building. But yet, this causes a bit of a dilemma. Is it real? Is it really worship? Is it real only because we gather in a church building? Does that mean that virtual worship is invalid? I think that's what's got my thoughts being stretched and being challenged. Many people have said to me, "Oh, I'm really enjoying the online worship, the virtual worship that we have, but I can't wait to get back into a church building." So does that mean that it makes our virtual worship invalid? That it's only valid if it's in a church building? I think this is really what's made me think and probe a little bit more into about digital spirituality. And I know that many people are still anxious about using technology. Does it really mean that it's valid if it's okay to use it for prayer or for worship? But I think that really has made me think about the new forms of technology that can enrich our spirituality. That can enrich our lives, that can en tap we can tap into other people's spiritualities. Iona community, the Northumbrian community, different churches that are offering different ways of worshipping God. And I know as at Fleet and Beacon Hill, we've really tried to engage people in digital prayer space, digital Bible studies. We have a virtual coffee morning. It's not the real thing, but even so, we still meet and have fellowship. And the same at Beacon Hill. We have our virtual coffee morning and prayer and Bible studies because we're doing this jointly. And that opportunity would never have happened if we hadn't have gone on a virtual platform. I think there is something also about mind, body, and spirit. We're supposed to worship in truth, in mind, body, and spirit. And we do that, yes, when we physically go to our church buildings. We are there in bodily and in mind and our spirits. But why can that not happen in a virtual setting? When we go to a Zoom worship or we go to an online prayer or any other format that's offering our faith to be nurtured and developed, we are going physically, we are going mindfully. And we're also going to seek God's presence. I understand the anxiety that some people have when maybe the digital space can be, some people say it's not a safe space. But actually, Karen O'Donnell, who was the person who led this seminar, who's based at Sarum College, would say that actually in real space, in real time, we're not safe anyway. We all have our risk assessments. We're all vulnerable to one degree and another. And the digital space is also vulnerable and it can be risky. So we have to provide that safe space within ourselves and also the safe space with other people. So I think really what I want to say is that we need to engage mind, body, and spiritually within the digital world that we live in now. And the old sort of saying, I know that my Relatives used to say to me, you know, God is like a telephone. You just pick up the telephone and God is there and you can talk to God. Well, actually, God is at our fingertips. God is at our fingertips either on the mobile phone or on the computer. But God is actually beyond our technology. God is in every bit of time and space. And that includes our digital world. And so it's really made me think about the digital spirituality that we live in. And finally, one thing that challenged me, which I want to just share with you, is that actually they say that if the churches don't provide digital resources to allow people to encounter God, then actually, are we doing them an injustice? Are we not treating them as equal? Well, they're my thoughts for today. I pray that you will find God in the digital space, in our digital world that we live in. For God is beyond time and space. God is beyond all the times that we try and box God to say this is the only place that we can find God. God breaks those barriers down and reveals God's self in new and exciting ways. God bless everybody. And have a good week. Bye-bye.